Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
Top up that with like maybe 100 quid, so that'll do them for ages.
Would they not buy you a drink, Sarah? Would you not? Would they not buy you a drink?
The odd time they do, but not really. The ones I know well do, but not really. Not many of them.
We won't mention the club, so.
No.
The club or the bar.
They're not sound, so.
No, they're not.
So we hear. Yeah.
Listen, just take one of their clubs to their big fat Mercedes out in the car park and just go to town on them and say, good luck, thanks for tipping.
No, don't. Let's just try and win you a Just Eat voucher. How about that?
That'd be lovely.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready, Saoirse?
Are we ready?
Sarah, are you ready?
I'm nervous.
I'm ready.
Right, here we go. Over to you.
Okay. Ireland beat Qatar last night in a friendly international, but which player scored 3 goals? Was it A? Is that Shane? You spelled that wrong.
Shane Duffy.
You wrote Shane. Okay. Shane Duffy, B, James McLean, or C, Callum Robinson?
C, Callum Robinson.
Yes, that is correct and right. Sake. And the only reason I know that is because you gave that away on Instagram.
Yep.
See? There you go.
What?
You put that up on Instagram. People replied, so I saw the reply. So I knew it was correct. So basically you gave me the first answer. So thank you for that.
No worries, don't worry about it.
Okay, number 2. North Korea's leader this week pledged to build an invincible military. But who is the head of the North Korean regime? Is it A, Kim Jong-un, B, Kim Jong-il, or C, Kim Jong-dashian?
A, yes. Kim
Jong-un. All right, correct and right.
How random of you, Cormac. Okay, number 3. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet? Is it A, Alpha, B, Delta, or C, Omega?
Omega.
Yep, it is. I know that.
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
It's right. For God's sake, Sarah. You're too smart for us here.
She's so smart. I love it. Okay. Number 4. What newly remixed song contains these lyrics? It's a human sign when things go wrong, when the scent of her lingers and temptation strong. Is it A, Ed Sheeran, Shivers, B, Dua Lipa, Elton John, Cold Heart, or C, Lil Nas, Monterio? Will I read them again?
A, Ed Sheeran,
no,
Shivers is incorrect!
I'm laughing but crying at the same time. It's Elton John and Dua Lipa, isn't it?
Yeah, he's remixed that old song.
Okay.
Remixed that old song.
Yeah.
No. And you know what? He's the only artist to have a number one hit or top 10 hit across 6 decades.
He's a legend, yeah.
There you go now.
Yeah. Okay. We'll continue on. You're doing brilliant, though. Actually, we're nearly beating our last caller.
We're nearly leveling.
Yeah, well, we are.
Come on.
Number 5. In which shopping centre has Suzanne Jackson opened a pop-up store? Is it? Do you know Suzanne Jackson?
I do.
Yeah, I love her. Absolute legend. A, Dundrum, B, Blanchardstown, or C, Liffey Valley?
B, Blanchardstown.
Yes! That is correct and right. I need to go in there.
Scrapped the questions and just delivered the voucher out to Sarah.
We should
hand-deliver
it to
her. Yeah, out to the golf course. Yeah. There you are now. Sarah, thanks very much.
Lovely.
These better get bloody. Right, you've leveled.
Like
you just need one more.
I'm giving her this one regardless because this is unfair. I gave no questions that
I don't care.
That our caller couldn't answer.
You did actually. You gave them 7 questions, 6 questions that they couldn't answer.
No, I didn't. Right. He has asked, what brand of trainers? Who calls them trainers?
I don't know. The new cool dudes call them trainers. They didn't want to say
such
runners.
A loser.
Should you get the runners now? You're the loser. You're in mam language.
What brand of trainers did Cormac Moore from Room 104 purchase today? Was it A, Nike, B, Adidas, or C, Hugo Boss? Now, you have notions, so I would say it was C, but...
I'm
going to
say A, Nike.
Going to say A, Nike. You're saying...
I'd say Hugo Boss.
But you want to stick, Sarah, with...
Yeah, I'll go with A, Nike.
You're getting this correct anyway, so...
You are both wrong!
Is it Adidas?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, new kicks, lads.
Oh, for God's sake.
Cool dude.
You're so not cool. Anyway, Sarah, you're getting that point because
no,
that
not.
Was impossible
no,
for you to... How could she have ever known, though, unless she was
guessed.
Stalking
she's a 33%
you?
Chance on every single question. So there you go.
She could
have had a good guess.
She could never have known that.
I know, but she
so
didn't know
unfair.
A lot of them and she guessed right.
No, hang
there
on.
There you go.
That's not anywhere for people to find out. Put on my microphone.
No, just you get it all out of you there now and then we can move on and play the game. Are you sure now?
Have a little rant.
Oh, you never know.
She's having that point. That's the end of it. So right now, you're just playing for pride, Sarah, which is great news.
No, you're playing. Get all these wrong now and it will electrocute the shit out of Saoirse's neck.
Don't you dare.
Because you've got it in the bag now, so you don't be worried about it.
You dare.
Here we go.
Okay, number 7. Squid Games is now the most watched show ever on Netflix. What is the second most watched? Is it A, House of Cards, B, Breaking Bad, or C, Bridgerton?
I'm going to say A, House of Cards.
Excellent choice, because it's wrong!
It's Bridgerton as well!
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't tell me it's Breaking Bad.
No, it's not. It's Bridgerton.
Bridgerton, is that not old now at this stage?
It is,
but it's popular, yeah.
Oh, never seen it.
Anyway... Wow. Okay. Here we go. Number 8. What is the part of the eye called that's coloured and surrounds the pupil? Is it A, the iris, B, the pupil, or C, the cornea?
Oh,
I think it's the iris.
Iris.
Yeah, I think it's the iris.
Did you give her that?
No,
it's actually because you gave it to her.
I don't know what it is. I'm assuming it's the iris.
Well, correct and right. We'll give you that one.
Yes.
She's the apple of my iris. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah. She's an apple of my eye.
No, but that's where it came from. That's where the name came from. The iris. Yes, it is.
The apple of my iris.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Loads of people are called iris. The apple of my iris.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. That's Damien Dempsey's song as well. The apple of my iris. Great song.
Okay, here we go. I'm going with that one. Number 9. What is the oldest building in Dublin? Is it A, Trinity College? Is it B, the Brazen Head, or C, Christchurch Cathedral? I think I know what this is.
God. I thought it was the GPO, but I'd say Trinity.
I wouldn't say Trinity.
Incorrect!
Is it the Brazen Head?
No.
Ow!
Apparently it's Christchurch Cathedral is what the historians agree on, according to Google.
Okay, can we stop?
No, the Christchurch Cathedral was built in like 1068 or something. GPO was only like,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know a lot of that.
Oh, okay.
Last question.
I literally am going to faint.
Oh, God. That's my fault.
It is your fault, Sarah. Now, you should be ashamed of yourself, all right?
Don't worry. It's all good. It's not good. We'll get you this. Number 10. Stop with that.
Sorry,
stop with the noise. Who discovered radio waves? Is it A, Hendrik Hertz, B, Frederick? I can't say that.
Freak.
Is it C, Solheim Sounder? You made that up.
No, I didn't. Solheim Sounder discovered radio waves.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go with that one.
Oh, dear.
What was the first one?
Hendrik Hertz.
And the second one was who?
Frederick Freak.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with A because it sounds the most realistic.
What would you have gone with, Saoirse?
I don't know. Actually, I have no idea.
Surely it can't be Frederick Freak.
It's not sound.
You're correct and right, Sarah. Well done.
Okay, great. Oh, thank God.
Listen, Sarah, congratulations. You've won yourself a €25 Just Eat voucher. You got loads right. You got more than four, so you've won. So it doesn't matter. Anyone so you got wrong, we gave you the right answer anyway. So, yeah, listen, congrats. We'll be in touch. Get some details off you, but enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
guys.
Sarah.
Have a good one. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. How's the neck? You all right?
I'm actually okay. I have a literally sweaty bum, though.
Okay.
No, because it literally came out the other end. Not anything like that, but like...
Did you shoot yourself live on air?
Profusely sweating out my ass. Profusely sweating
out my ass. Oh, God.
I never said I was attractive.
You're lucky that smell has yet to be transmitted down microphones and out of your speakers in your car, your kitchen or whatever, because my God...
I don't smell.
You should be up on the Sun tomorrow now. Or maybe you'll be up on the website. Shocking. Saoirse Long poops herself live on the air. Or, oh crap, Saoirse Long defecates live on the air. Or, what would be other good poop related? Yeah, what would be other good?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Poop-related ones.
Don't know. I'm not quick off the mark with these things, right?
Okay, working on that. Anyway, we must move on. If you've ever wanted to ask the legend that is Al Gibbs any questions at all about his life, about his personal life, we're going to put him in the hot seat now this evening. He's released brand new music. He's going to be on telling us about that as well. And we also said if there's any questions anyone who listens to Room 104 wants to ask the legend from Freaks on Friday, get them in.
Why are you such a cool dude?
Can we be friends, Al?
You got trainers. Cormac buys trainers.
Shut your mouth, you. It's what all the cool kids call them.
Then he's going to hang
up on
kicks.
Us. I should say, yeah, he probably will. Anyway, he's got brand new music out. He'll tell you more about that in a second as well. But if you've ever wanted to ask Mr. Gibbs anything at all, 087-6797-104, and we'll put them to him next after 5 seconds of Summer Youngblood.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
Youngblood, it's Cormac and Saoirse here on Room 104, and delighted to be joined by one of the greatest legends of radio on FM 104 from Freaks on Friday, the greatest show on the station. Mr. Al Gibbs, sir, how are you?
I love the intro. I'd come back every night just for the intro.
No worries at all.
It's true, Al.
It is 100% true. Al Gibbs is FM 104. FM 104 is Al Gibbs. Let's call a spade here now.
True. Thanks. I've been called worse over the years.
And in here as well, I imagine as well.
We're good. Yeah. You've got a new song.
I have a new song out at the moment. I do. It's my first in 4 years. First time I've put anything out in 4 years. So I used to put out lots of stuff and then stopped and then... pandemic came along, loads of time in my hands, so I just made loads of music. So I actually have about 15 tracks now, all polished up and ready to go. First one was out on, I think it was last Friday, on Flash Mob Records, which is a big Italian label. And it's on Beatport, and yeah, it's doing really well, and we're really happy with it.
Can we play a little clip of it?
Do it.
Happy days.
Do it. I wish I could turn back time until the day when you were mine.
Who's on the vocals there?
So that's Leanne Brown. She's from Manchester. She's part of a band called Sweet Female Attitude, and they had a track out a couple of years ago called Flowers, I Bring You Flowers.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so she's great. She's great. But, like, the track didn't start off with a vocal. It's actually, it's a banger. And it was probably just a little bit, there's lots of, like, dark elements in it, but it was probably too dark for what I was trying to do. So we decided we'd go for a vocal, and I asked her, would she do it? She said, yeah. She recorded the vocal in about an hour and sent it back, and it was just perfect.
No way.
Yeah, a little bit of an edit here and there, and it literally dropped straight on top. And that's
season pro. That's what it is.
End result. Yeah, she's great. She's a great girl.
Yeah,
great
girl. The song, it's called Afterlife.
Oh, you can't sit there without bopping to it.
I know,
Good groove.
And it's very much, it's like got that old school vibe off it as well, which is like absolutely whopper.
Yes, we put the break beat in there, and if you actually, the main breakdown sound is actually the same synthesizer sound that the Prodigy used in Android. That's where I found the noise and went, I could do something with that. So it's Android, the track on Music for the Jilted Generation. So it has an old school feel to it, but sort of modern.
Korg? Was it a Korg?
No, it's not a Korg.
Cormac, stop it. Oh my God, you're such a loser.
Everything's a Korg, is it?
Everything's a Korg. A Korg.
I'm going to geek out.
Yeah, everything's a Korg. And do you know about reverb? Because I hear that's going to be
huge. I've heard of it.
It's going to be huge.
He doesn't know anything about it.
Which is blindly obvious. Listen, so where would you like people to go and buy it?
I got to Beatport. So the whole point of this music is, like, we've released music here in Ireland loads of times and got number ones and iTunes number ones and all that. But this one was about Beatport. So this one is about sort of an international market and an international feel, and sort of complement some of the gigs I do in the summer when I'm not at home. So it was that sort of idea. So, yeah, if you like it, go and buy it. It's on Beatport. It's only like $1.29 or something. So nobody's getting rich out of making this music these days. But it's great to have it out and get people to kind of hear it and get the feel of it. And, you know, it sort of complements everything else that you do. And it's sort of like your business card, I suppose.
Yeah.
If you wanted to put it that way. So it's the first of a load. I've another one out next month.
Oh, cool.
With an Irish label called Full Tilt. And John O'Brien from Waterford Remix, that Carl Cox plays all his music. And I just have loads of stuff coming. I'm just going to keep plonking it out. And it's kind of like having nearly like a back catalogue of stuff there. So
you never think of doing like a collab and get Saoirse on vocals for one of the tracks, maybe?
He knows how good I am.
Al, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Have you?
Wait for that. This bit's brilliant. Listen to the tuning.
This will change your mind now.
Yeah, here we go. Take a Lewis green
light.
Sorry, we'll stop that now before everyone tunes
in. Can I just say, I literally recorded that maybe 18 times, right? And I was in my bedroom, Jesus. And I remember thinking to myself, Jesus, girl, you can sing. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't give up the nighttime job just yet.
Ooh.
Awkward. it was good fun. I did get a good laugh out of those tracks.
We just got too many complaints, and then there was literally no one listening afterwards. So it was like, right, best stop doing that now.
You can hear the radios being switched off all over Dublin.
Unfortunately, yes.
That was good fun. Fair play to you. I believe it was played in Tala Stadium.
There you go.
Oh, no, the Tala one was. Yeah, that was Baby, we're in Tala, the DJ Sammy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. So played in Tala Stadium. There you go. I think it was trying to make the record.
Yeah, there could be a recording contract in the very distant future.
Well, listen, Al, you've all the contacts, so set up a meeting with Saoirse and a few of those labels, and we'll crack on.
I'll even do it live.
No problem.
Well, come here, before we let you go, we tweeted out a few things a little bit earlier on for people to want to come and do a little Ask Al Anything, and we've just five or six quick questions here, nothing too personal to Rubo. Okay. You up for answering a few questions we got in?
Well, quickly,
Do it.
We just got a Natasha text us in. I absolutely love Al. Listen to Freaks on Friday on the way home from a 12-hour shift in medical centre. Switch off, put on Al every Friday. Makes my night.
Nice.
There you go.
There you go, Al.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Play that one for her. Play that one. That's
here we go. Who was that now from?
Natasha.
I'll bring you flowers.
No, who texted you? Who didn't sing?
Natasha.
All right, listen. We'll give you a couple of these first now, right? Ian wants to know, what's the best gig you've ever played?
geez, you probably should have texted these to me earlier when they came in, so probably. I could have a think. Yeah. Alex, there's been loads. I've been very lucky. I'll give you the one that probably people would know best was Carl Cox in 2018 in Ballinalock Castle.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got to play after him, which you'd never get to do. Because the headliner would always finish, but he had to go early and catch a flight or something. So I went on after him, and I was just phenomenal. Like, the atmosphere had been building from 6 o'clock that day. So by the time I came on at 11,
bananas.
You can imagine it was unbelievable. You could touch the electricity in the air. Was that good?
Yeah.
You know, it was brilliant. That was an amazing gig.
What age were you, by the way, when you got into DJing?
I started on pirate radio when I was 13.
Wow,
13.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very lucky. There's a pirate radio station literally outside my front door. Simon Marr, who started Phantom FM, he was a neighbour. So I was blessed. My brother used to hang around with him, so I kind of wangled my way in there. 13.
Happy days. Eric wants to know, who's your favourite DJ?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a controversial one because he did some awful stupid things, but I suppose if he just embraced the talent and not the person, Eric Murillo. But like he had an awful end to his life and just terrible, terrible tragedy on all fronts. But he was a phenomenal talent, so it would be Eric Murillo, just strictly on his DJing.
Okay,
full stop on that one.
Grand job. Niamh wants to know, what would you be doing if you were not a DJ?
You know, it's a good question. My dad figured kind of I did okay in school, but I was more interested in having the crack, and I used to get into trouble all the time. I was suspended 3 or 4 times, and never for doing anything bad, just always getting caught doing something stupid, which I think was funny, you know?
Yeah.
So my dad had it in his head I was going to be a fireman.
You would have made a good fireman, actually, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So I actually have loads of friends who are firemen, so yeah, probably that. I don't know, living in Belgium somewhere making chocolate or something.
Fair enough, yeah. Sounds like the dream.
Yeah, throw it in there.
Tips on how to get into DJing from Jamie.
Look, there's lots of ways to try and get in. The problem nowadays is that the skill of DJing, the actual skill level, is a lot lower than it used to be because we have technology now. It does a lot of the actual skill part. That we used to like be able to mix records just by ear. You know, you'd have to have a certain skill level, and you would have had to practice for a couple of thousand hours to even be able to do it on that level. But nowadays, there's computers that'll do it for you. So with that means that there's millions of people can do it very quickly, get into DJing. So I suppose my advice, anyone thinking about it, would be watch all the tutorials, start with some very basic equipment, build up your music catalog, and just if you're really serious about it, just keep going and try and get into community radio or warm it up in a little nightclub or a disco bar or something, and just start at the bottom. Like us all, we start at the bottom and we work our way up. That would be the best route, I think.
Deadly. And Lisa quickly said, your top 3 favourite dance songs of all time. Now, that's obviously putting you on the spot, but...
That's almost impossible.
I would say the number one is clearly Maniac, which you were half involved in, correct?
Definitely not. So just to clarify, because this comes up all the time.
Yeah.
So Maniac was, I wrote the words that Mark McCabe raps when I was 17 in my bedroom at home on the back of a old record sleeve. And it was sort of like a party piece that we used to do back in the pirate radio gigs. At the under 18s discos, and all the DJs would have their little party piece. So that was my party piece. And then as sort of time went on, I kind of went off to the dance music was calling. So I went that way, and sort of the commercially stuff, Mark really liked the track and we were good friends. So he asked me, could he use the vocals? So I just kind of gave it away. And in some ways, I'm thankful that I did, because the song is like a wedding song now, and I've had a great career over, you know, on the other side. But then, in other ways, Mark got to travel the world and do great things with it. So I have this weird sort of relationship with it where I'm not really that proud of it. But when I come, you know, when someone plays it at a wedding, I go, that's mine. That's mine.
Yeah.
Al drunk at the bar going, yeah, do you know what? Do you know this song? Screw him. But come here, did you used to rap that live then in front of a crowd?
Yes, absolutely.
No way.
That's where it started.
And is there any recording of that at all buried somewhere?
There is somewhere, yeah. There is somewhere.
No way.
This is actually
so that was our, when, like back in the day, DJ Wicked Willie and Mick Glynn and all these guys, to stand out as a DJ in a commercial club, you had to have a little party piece. So yeah. Like, I was only 17, 18, playing in Latrex and Greysons or Hollywood Nights. So if you wanted to compete, you had to have your little thing, and that was my little thing. And it just sort of, it spread then, you know?
And would you ever think, like, let's say if we ever get to do F104 as the gig again, would you ever, like, reprise it just for one night only?
Not a chance, no. I've managed to avoid it for 20 years. No way to bring it back now.
True.
My career went a different path, thank God, so. But look, Mark, in fairness to him, has done very well with it and done very well out of it, so more power to him, you know?
True. So go on, give us those three dance songs, your favourite.
I'd struggle. One of them, I suppose, if I had to pick, would be Bedrock for What You Dream Of,
yeah.
Classic. Sasha Expander was a track I used to play in Redbox all the time. I still play nowadays.
Yeah.
There's a new remix of Age of Love, Age of Love, going around by Charlotte DeWitta. That's another banger. But look, it's too hard. People ask me that all the time. It's too hard. There's been too many records to narrow it down to three. It'd probably be 3 hours worth of stuff if I was to start thinking about it, you know? There's been so many records. Like, I have 20,000 records in my dad's, between my dad's shed, my garage and his loft. So there's just so much music. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Okay, and your favourite, this is coming from me, your favourite Scaldy dance song.
Scaldy dance song.
Oh, like a bass hunter kind of thing.
Yeah.
You'd have to say Maniac Assault.
Fair enough.
It's mad, isn't it? And Maniac has its own life, song. It's a song that won't die or go away. It follows me around sometimes, but yeah, it's mad. It's mad to think that something that happened so many years ago is still sort of kind of relevant today in some way, shape, or form.
Of course.
You know?
Final question, Al. What is your favourite thing about the Irish government?
Currently, my least favourite thing is the fact that they keep messing around with the industry that I'm involved in.
Yep.
So this latest news tonight is an absolute blow again. You got me on recently, and I know I ranted. But it was 2 years worth of frustration. But tonight again, it makes there's no logic behind some of the stuff that they do. They've come out, they pinned our hopes on getting back to normality on the 22nd of October. We vaccinated 90% of the population, but they're still trying to hold back progress when the rest of the world really is back open for business or large parts of it, and we're still talking about restrictions. It just makes no sense. Look, people have gone and had their arm jabbed twice. You can't ask people to do that and then ask them not to go back to their lives. You know, it just makes no sense to me. It just seems silly. And I suppose, you know, worst case scenario, they do decide to do something with the 22nd. 90% of the population is vaccinated, so surely that 90% should be allowed to get on with some level of their life. Now, I know there's loads of anti-vaxxers, and it's not about that. I have no political sway or opinion on that. I just want to go back to work.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and if it means that people who aren't vaccinated aren't allowed into nightclubs, that was their choice, but I need to get back to work, so that's my only agenda. You know, it's not about whether you got it or you didn't, but like, what the hell are we supposed to do? We can't stay locked down forever.
Yeah.
And we're heading for 2 years now.
Oh, stop.
Madness.
Listen, we will organise an illegal rave if there's a...
Well, to be honest, if something doesn't happen, I'll be there. I told you earlier on, I'll be the crazy lad outside the door. I'll be holding up the cardboard sign. I will.
I'll after a wedding with no pants on, tie around his head outside the door going, screw yous, scumbags.
If that's what it takes.
Well, listen, obviously you can support Al by going to one of his gigs that's coming up, but you can...
Well, we hope.
We're going to ignore it, Al. We're going to ignore it and we're just going to go ahead regardlessly.
Yeah.
We'll send some positive vibes out there, but regardless, right now, you can download his brand new track, which is called Afterlife, which you can get on Beatport, and go there and support it. It's feck all money, but it'll obviously... any support will help while we're getting rowed around by this government, which will be making a decision apparently next Tuesday. But listen, we'll leave it on a high note, Al. The song is absolutely class. Thanks a million for popping on, giving up your time.
Not
and we will chat soon.
Big love.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Cheers, sir.
Have a good night.
Bye. So yeah, go find it on Beatport.
He's so talented, I can't.
So you just want to be walking into a club somewhere.
I know.
With a drink in your hand going, yeah, we're back to normal now. So listen, obviously go follow Al on Twitter and Instagram as well. All details about his gigs are up there as well. It's Al Gibbs 104 on Twitter, and I think just Al Gibbs on Instagram, I think. But go follow him. And you can check it out there. So cheers for him coming on as well. And speaking of Irish music, Sophie Doyle Ryder, she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. She's got her brand new music, Honey Honey, that's coming.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
It's Cormac and Saoirse here on Room 104. Now, speaking of just music and talented people, Elton John, we mentioned earlier on, he's become the first artist ever to secure a top 10 single across 6 different decades.
That's impressive.
60 years. Well, not 60 years, but 6 different decades.
See, do you know what he has to do? He has to get in with someone cool, young, hip.
He always does.
Dua Lipa.
But he always does, because he did that before with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Who else has he collaborated with? I can't remember who, but yeah.
But it's a smart move.
Yeah. He's like old and decrepit. Nah, Ed
yeah,
Sheeran.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And now Dua Lipa. So the song, they've remixed one of his old songs. And song called Heart, the Panau remix. This song is currently second in the Irish IMRO charts at the moment.
That's pretty cool.
It's looking to overtake Ed Sheeran as well, and it's second in the UK charts as well. So it's a sixth decade where he has been a top 10.
Fair play to him.
Yeah, he's 74 years of age.
Wow.
Now, we're going to have to still be working at 74 years of age with the old budget increases and pensions, blah, blah, blah. But who is the most successful Irish artist of all time?
Of all time?
Of all time. I have the top four in front of me here, right? You'll probably guess some of them, but the third most successful, based on album sales or units sold, the third, I think, will shock and horrify you. Click here to find out. We are sobbing.
Ronan Keating.
No.
He's in there, is he?
No, he's not.
Bono.
U2 are number one. They're the most successful or the biggest selling Irish artists of all time.
Yeah. Not surprised. Oh, I know number two.
You probably know number two. Enya.
Enya. Sail away. You remember, you go on a long haul flight. Not that we know what that feels like anymore, because you can't. But you pop on Aer Lingus flight. You're putting up your bag in the overhead, and the lady, lovely air hostess, is saying, "Oh, happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a lovely day." Always happy. They're always so happy, and everything's relaxed and calm. Yeah. And Enya's on in the background.
Yeah, nice Enya. Little. It is very good airplane waiting music, though, isn't it? In fairness, it's like perfect.
So, just to get you relaxed. But she keeps a quiet life, doesn't she?
She just lives in her castle out in Dockey, isn't?
Yeah.
With her millions, going, how did I make so much money?
She's like, wow.
Yeah. Fair play to her.
It's mad, though, isn't it? Like, second biggest selling artist in Ireland.
Yeah, ever.
Ever.
So U2 number one, apparently more than 170 million units sold. She's got 80 million.
Is Sinead in there?
Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah.
No. If you want to have a guess, by the way, 0876797104, who are the other two? We've got U2 and Enya. Fair enough. The third and fourth one surprised me.
Snow Patrol?
No.
Are they Irish?
Oh, 0876797104.
Oh, I know.
Oh, who was it?
The Corrs.
No.
Oh.
Now, I would have thought they would have had a very big market of maybe L1s who still buy CDs and stuff physically. You know what I mean? And boost up the Saoirse Long, yeah?
Oh, I know.
Do you know now?
Yeah, I definitely
know.
Yeah,
definitely, go on.
Definitely the Cranberries.
The Cranberries
whoop, whoop,
are fourth.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, the Cranberries are fourth,
love
yeah?
Love the Cranberries.
Someone said Johnny Logan.
No.
Nilsche, Johnny Logan, Matt.
I was thinking of that one. Is that one right?
Christa Berg?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Based on... said the most amount of albums sold, or units sold, I should say. Irish acts, U2 number one, Enya second, the Cranberries are fourth. But who is in that mythical third place?
No, did we not get third?
No, Cranberries are fourth.
Cranberries
so we went
are fourth.
One, two, and four.
I said U2.
One.
I said Enya.
Two. Cranberries, four. So you're missing number three. Who's the third most successful Irish artist or act of all time?
Boyzone, Westlife, Bewitched. It's one of them, isn't it?
Van Morrison. Incorrect.
Is it Boyzone?
Aslan.
It's Boyzone.
See, Aslan don't have the international audience.
No, they don't. Boyzone did.
Aslan are great, by the way. The Pogues, no. Not a bad shout, but not the Pogues. You would have thought it was one of those trad bands that just, you know, are huge in Germany and Japan and just rack up millions of sales like that we wouldn't know of. It's not.
Jedward.
Yes, it's Jedward.
Is it Jedward?
No, it's not. Come on now.
The
Come
script.
No, that's a good shout, though. Who's that in from? Siobhan, is it? Yeah, Siobhan, what's the story? How are you? Evening, come on in, take a seat.
And it's not Boyzone.
Listen, 0876797104. I mean, you can't just go spitballing out 100 different bands.
We don't have that many.
We don't have that many indeed. 0876797104. I'll tell you after the break who is the third most successful Irish music act of all time based on the amount of units that they've sold.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
Okay, so this week, Elton John has found himself back in the top 10, both here in Ireland and over in the UK, with a remix song of his with Dua Lipa, Cold Hearts. And that means that he is the only artist to ever have a top 10 track across six different decades. The only other people to have done five decades were Elvis.
Yeah.
Cher.
Yeah.
Cliff Richard. Michael Jackson and David Bowie.
Wow.
And now he was obviously in that group as well. And he's the only person who has done six decades. Now, I would say Cher's still alive, isn't she?
Yeah.
She could definitely come back and release like a dance banger. Remember she did If You Believe in Love After Love.
Oh, yeah.
And when was that? Oh, that might have been the 90s.
I'd say late 90s, early noughties, yeah. Actually, no, 90s, yeah, definitely.
Was it 90s? I think that's the only thing, the last song she's released. But she could definitely release.
She doesn't want to, though.
Although, I know she doesn't want to, but she could kind of join them for the crack. She could be looking at that going, I can still pop out a banger now that will be played in nightclubs. And let's get that done.
That's true, yeah.
Who else is there? Now, everyone else is pretty much dead, aren't they? Yeah. So anyway, we just want to know, right, the top selling Irish artists and who are the best selling Irish artists of all time? We have U2 in number one based on units sold. They've sold over 170 million units. Enya is second. We have fourth with the Cranberries, but who is third?
Now, Andy has messaged me in saying, Phil Coulter, his music is big in hotels. Could be him.
It is big in hotels.
In Ireland, though. Down the country.
Yeah, definitely. Is it Dermot Kennedy? No, it's not Dermot Kennedy yet, but I mean, he's got a huge fan base globally.
He does.
He's probably on course to...
I'd say, yeah, he's not far off, no.
I mean, it's only taken U2 44 years to amass 170 million sales. So, I mean, he's only, what, not even 10 years into his career. So, he'll be on course. Sinead O'Connor, Neil Shea, Sinead O'Connor, Daniel O'Donnell. Yes, it is Daniel O'Donnell.
Is it Daniel O'Donnell?
No, it's not.
Everyone loves him.
You mentioned the answer already.
I mentioned the
answer. You got the answer right already, but you just flabbergasted through.
The Coors.
No.
Jedward.
No.
Boyzone.
No.
Westlife.
Ding, ding, ding.
Stop it. Boyzone are way better than Westlife.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
Are they, though? Westlife sold more records than Boyzone.
Have they?
Yeah. Now, what was that band that Keith Duffy and your man, Brian McFadden, brought out? Boyzone.
They're still doing it.
Yeah, maybe they're fifth. I've only gotten the top four. Maybe they were fifth most successful.
No, I don't think so.
Westlife, and I believe... I really mentioned that Westlife are on with the lads in Ireland sometime this week or next week. I'm not sure when. Westlife will be on the Strawberry Alarm Clock sooner rather than later, all right? Not sure exactly when, but that has been confirmed, we can tell you. But Westlife, 55 million records sold.
Westlife. People bought
Westlife.
Yeah. Westlife's album.
Solid band, solid bunch of guys, hard working, job done, boom.
Shocked.
55 million.
Shocked. But I've nothing against Westlife.
Well, it seems you do. I saw you pissing on a Westlife poster before we came in, Saoirse, and there was really no need for that. Okay, because several bathrooms available in the building.
No, I am surprised. I thought Sinead would have kicked them to the post and the Coors.
But Sinead didn't release a lot of music. Like, she released a bit back in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, but she was huge back then.
I know
then.
She was, like, proper huge, ripping up pictures of the Pope on American late-night TV. But she didn't... She hasn't consistently produced music over the last number of years. Like, she hasn't released it in the last 10 years, actually. 20, maybe she released something.
Yeah, probably not as much, yeah.
Yeah. Who else would you have thought up there? I would have thought Lady in Red Man as well.
Christa Berg,
yeah. Maybe he just gets a spike every Christmas, though, of a couple of 100,000, you know.
Oh, look, he's had a good
sales.
Time.
Who else is in there? Coronas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be 55
See, that's
million
what I think. Years. I think they're too new, you know. Yeah. Dermot loves Westlife like me.
Big fan.
Big fan of Westlife.
Well, the third most successful Irish band of all time. You never would have thought. I wouldn't have thought that.
No, I definitely wouldn't have thought that.
Like, Somebody said the Wolf Tones. I like them.
I mean, I actually went to see them in Croke Park just because my mum made me, but I don't remember any of the gigs.
My mum made me.
She did.
Just cop on, will you?
She
you
did.
Loved it.
No, I didn't even watch it. No. I didn't watch it, but I stayed somewhere else and had orange juice and it was great fun.
No, you didn't. You were up there with your I love you, Cian.
I actually made friends with, there was a group of English girls that had flown over, especially. They go to all the Westlife gigs. So people do like them.
Saoirse loves them, right? She's trying to pretend and play it all cool, but she's all like, blah, blah, blah. But in actual fact...
No, please. Like, no, no, we don't have any. No, we don't do Westlife.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the rest of the night on FM 104... I'm gonna turn that off.
Like, that is so depressing. I'd rather hear
How
Gareth
it depressing?
Brooks.
Gareth, it's Garth.
It's Gareth.
Garth Brooks.
He has notions. It's
this
Garth.
Is a beautiful song. Very nice ballad where you want to cry at the end of the night at a wedding because you're on your
I'd
own.
I cry to turn it off.
It's a great song. Whoever told you I was letting go? Emotional. Oh, there's I key can't. Changes. There's standing up off stools.
I don't
there's
do
air
emotions,
punching.
You know that.
Okay, well, then you can go for something like.
Like, Uptown Girl's probably the best song.
This is a great song. Oh no, that's a bit more depressing.
Oh
Hang
my
on.
God, that's even worse.
Oh, is this one of their earlier ones? Hang on. Oh, it's not even playing.
No, it doesn't want to
play. The system isn't even allowing
no.
me to play. It's like, no.
No. Like, turn that
Come
off.
Come on. No. Hang on. Can we not play this? Why isn't this playing? Someone's dialing in remotely, deleting all the Westlife from the system. Get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore and Saoirse Long.
FM 104.
The show's got all the interviews up on the Room 104 podcast. So wherever you get your podcasts from, find us there. Spotify, Acast, iTunes. And if you're feeling really generous and bored, you can leave us a 5-star review and help that push up the old list. Now, it's official. We were talking about this during the week, but today it's been officially announced. Squid Games.
Squid Games, everyone's talking about it.
That's all anyone all over the world is talking about it. But Squid Games, official numbers released have knocked Bridgerton off the number 2 spot. Netflix is now the most successful and the most watched TV show on Netflix of all time. The most watched series on Netflix.
That's insane.
So Bridgerton held the record beforehand with 82 million views. Now this is 2-minute views. Per account, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So they're counting one view as somebody who sat down for a minimum of 2 minutes to watch an episode. And that is counted as, okay, grand. So 82 million people sat down for 2 minutes and watched Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Guess how many for Squid Games? Clee na Squidica.
Millions.
Millions?
5 million. Five million people watched that.
So 82 million for Bridgerton. So we need slightly more than 82 million.
Oh, wait, hang on now.
Yeah.
It's not billions.
No, it's not billions.
100 million.
111 million.
111 million people tuned
sat
in.
Sat down to watch Squid Games. And again, they're saying it's good news for unknown independent story writers, producers and actors because you don't need to have a Brad Pitt or a famous person now in a series to make it a hit, as everyone would probably have you convinced. You know
yeah,
they keep saying,
you
need a big name.
Is go to death.
Just shoot people in the face and you will have a massive winner on your hands.
See, that's the thing, though. That is the attraction to this. So you do need Brad Pitt and all those lads.
We interviewed someone ages ago about morbid curiosity.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Why are we fascinated?
Everyone is.
With morbid things.
Like, if I was to ask you now, do you want me to show you a picture of someone getting their head chopped off? You'd probably say, no.
I think that'd be a bit too grim.
But let me see. You don't want to watch it. You're not comfortable, but you... are curious to watch
I did
it.
Show you that video of your man half naked who jumped into the fountain but jumped on a big
exactly
what did you call that thing he jumped on something
people are curious
injured him yeah it's disgusting
and it's wrong and we shouldn't be
I know I wonder is it a survival thing where you want to know about death so you're
prepared or something
prepared or want to avoid it or something
yeah I think there could be something in that
but yeah if you haven't watched it Squid Games is it worth a watch I think it is have you started watching it yet
no I'm really bad at gore. I don't know if I could watch it.
Okay, if you're really bad at gore. Like, it's not that it's not too gory. It is.
You said that there's not even a lead up to a shooting or like they just do it. I couldn't cope with that.
It's a little grim.
I'd be getting heart attacks. I don't think I'd be able to watch it.
If you've seen it, do you think Saoirse could hack it? Like, would you say Saoirse would be able for Squid Games? I'd say you would. I'd say you would.
I don't know. Is the first episode straight in? Like, it's.
Is the first episode straight in? Yeah, it is actually. I think the first episode's probably
the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. See?
Anyway, the director or the show creator, Hwang Dong-hoeng, I'm not pronouncing his name right, has said he is working on a second series, but Netflix haven't given the go ahead.
Okay.
Or haven't officially confirmed that there'll be a second series. But money men are not going to turn down a second series for the most watched show on Netflix. So we can probably say with 99% certainty, unless we all blow up next year with a comet or a new pandemic, there will probably be a second series of Squid Games.
But Mr. Marley has said it's 100% class.
Mr. Marley, I 100% agree. It is 100% class. And it's not trying to be anything. It's not trying to be like too preachy. It's gory. It is what it is.
I might give it a watch.
Give it a watch. It's up there now. If you haven't seen it as of yet, definitely worth it. Just don't watch it emotional or a bit hungover or in a bad way, because you need to strap yourself in and do it. It's good. And as I said, it's all that morbid curiosity. We'll have to root out that interview with the guy from, because there was a really interesting interview with the guy explaining the morbid curiosity. Mm. And we all have it. Don't try and pretend as if you're better than other people, because you're always like, ooh.
It is. It's something that you can't really talk about or be proud of, because you know it's wrong.
You shouldn't be watching it. Yeah.
And
one of the reasons why true crime podcasts, I think, are so interesting as well, that we love them, and true crime documentaries, is that what was I watching there?
But even the one that you showed me, that video, I don't know what it was, of the girl that went missing in the lift in that weird hotel in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I couldn't stop watching that.
Yeah.
This girl disappeared. They don't know where she went.
Yeah.
But like, real footage, real time of somebody in a lift, like we all have been in lifts, and then she just disappears.
Yeah. There was another one, what did I watch recently? I can't remember the name of it, but it was a guy with, who claimed to have 22 different personalities, split multiple personality disorder, which is a controversial topic, and I'm not sure if it's even a real thing. But he claimed that after he had murdered a few people, and then he and another guy wrote a book about his life, and he became really, really famous off the back of it. And like, the press were covering his wedding in prison and all this stuff, which is always, I find it a little bit weird and uncomfortable, even though I'm watching it and I'm 100% part of the problem, right?
Yeah.
The psychopathic serial murderers get all the fame and glory, right?
Yeah.
And none of their victims do.
I know.
And Netflix are all cashing in on it.
Yeah.
And the guys really writing the books are cashing in on it and making them celebrities and famous.
Yeah.
But then so am I, sitting there watching it. Paying my Netflix, watching it, and they're looking at the stats going, psychos, true crime psychos. That's where it's at.
We're
just feeding
so
into this weird.
Weird
part of society.
It's so, so, so weird. Paddy has said, love Squid Games. Try it, Saoirse.
Try it.
Loads of people are texting it in.
Try it.
Squid Games is brilliant. Only thing I enjoy this year on Netflix.
And you know what it is? I suppose it is novel. There's nothing like it. So it's completely different. So it's not another Vampire Diaries. There's loads of them. It's not another like anti-terrorist CIA, FBI, Jack Ryan kind of thing. It's not another cop show. We've loads of cop shows. It's the only game where you're playing childhood games from, or the only show where you're playing childhood games from Korea. And if you lose, you get shot in the head. I mean, there's nothing like that
out
there.
How can you sit back though and go, it's a brilliant show?
If there was another 10 Squid Games, we'd probably be bored and say it's terrible. But it's the only one of its kind. That's what its success is. It's the only one of, it's like its own genre. Death, murder, child games. It's created its own category. That's why it's so successful. There's no other TV show like it. None. Even like old, what's Bridgerton about? Old posh people back in the day. There's loads of them. The Crown, Bridgerton, stuff about Little Women or something. I don't know. It's the only... Well, it's on its own in its own category.
Yeah,
that's why
it's competing against anything.
No. So there you go. So you need to come up with a TV series that's so batshit crazy. Like Space Orgies. There's no TV
space
show.
Space Orgies would be brilliant.
About Space Orgies.
Yeah.
And maybe a lizard in the wall that kills everyone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.